Unit 7. Part 1. Listening Skills.
Tonight, our weekly report card on education looks at the issue of homework. Usually, it's the students who do the complaining, but it turns out that there's also growing concern among parents about the effect of homework on their children. Chris Roberts reports.
I've spoken with several parents as they're leaving their parent-teacher conferences where they've just had some heated debates about the issue. Let's talk to some of them now. Ms. Kim, what exactly are you unhappy about?
Well, anyone would agree to a reasonable amount of homework. I just think that it might be slightly too much in my son's class. He's only in the third grade, and he's up until 9 o'clock every night figuring out homework assignments for reading, math, social studies, and science. I don't know. Doesn't that seem a little too rigorous to you?
Exactly. In fact, I think this might have the opposite effect. The amount of homework kids have to plow through is way too much. Sometimes my daughter is so tired from doing homework that she can't motivate herself to do well in class the next day. In a nutshell, it's just impossible for them to measure up to expectations.
Thank you both. This is certainly turning into quite the controversy with conflicted opinions from parents and schools. So what does the research say? School groups that push for more homework, such as the National Association of Educational Progress, have evidence that supports their view as it relates to junior high and high school students. Recent research shows that both junior high and high school students who did more homework performed better than those who did less homework. Note that the student sample size was unclear at the time of this report. While the results did not show this correlation for elementary school children, NAEP has stated without hesitation that homework in elementary school still pays off because it may lay the foundation for future success. Parents of elementary school children, like Ms. Kim and Mr. Martino, have the mindset that homework is more of a chore than a privilege. Meanwhile, a recent survey conducted by the University of Michigan indicates that having family meals together is one of the most important factors in performance on standardized tests. I don't think parents anywhere will find those results shocking.
Thank you, Chris. We'll have a look at teacher performance next on the weekly report card on education.